This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's president once again made a direct appeal to Americans to support his country's war against a Russian invasion. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
In an interview with David Muir for ABC's World News Tonight, Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky says his people will continue resisting the Russian assault.
We will endure, and even if they come into all our cities, there will be insurgency, insurgent war.
Zelensky continues to call for a no-fly zone and says his countrymen need weapons and other resources.
Support us. Support us. And not only with words, with concrete, direct steps.
He says while Ukraine may seem far away, right now it's the front line in the battle for freedom.
Buses packed with people fleeing the Russian invasion in Ukraine began a procession along a snowy road out of one city. It was part of a new effort to evacuate civilians along safe corridors. UN officials said Tuesday that the Russian onslaught has forced 2 million people to flee Ukraine. It has trapped others inside besieged cities that are running low on food, water, and medicine. Amid the biggest ground war in Europe since World War II, the route out of the eastern city of Sumy was one of five promised by the Russians to offer civilians a way to escape. Even as video posted by the Ukrainian State Communications Agency showed people with bags boarding buses, it was not clear how long that effort would last. Japan has said that it has suspended the assets of 32 more Russian and Belarusian individuals as part of an international sanction against Russia. The additional sanctions announced Tuesday target 20 Russians, including the head of the Chechen Republic and deputy chiefs of staff and a press secretary for President Vladimir Putin's government and deputy chairman of the state parliament. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is coming under increasing pressure from Capitol Hill to ban importation of Russian oil. Many Republicans and a growing number of Democrats in the House and Senate, including the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, have endorsed banning Russian crude as a way to put more pressure on the Russian President Vladimir Putin to end the shelling of Ukraine. On Monday, a bipartisan group of committee chairmen reached agreement on legislation to ban Russian oil imports and suspend normal trade relations status with Russia and its ally, Belarus. And the latter move could lead to steep tariffs on other goods from the two countries. After a closed-door background briefing on Ukraine, a bipartisan group of senators publicly supported a Russian oil ban. Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard launched a second satellite into space, according to state media on Monday, just as world powers awaited Tehran's decision in negotiations over the country's tattered nuclear deal. State television identified the launch as taking place in its northeastern desert without specifying when. The Guard said the Nor 2 satellite reached a low orbit of 500 kilometers above the Earth's surface on a satellite carrier. That's according to the state news agency. It described as a three-phase mixed-fuel satellite carrier. Now, all of this comes as Iran's top diplomat at months-long talks aimed at restoring its tattered nuclear deal with world powers flew home. The sudden trip Monday night appears to be a sign of the growing pressure on Tehran as the negotiations appear to be nearing their end. Iran's state-run news agency described Ali Bagheri Khani's trip as being within the framework of the usual consultations during the talks. However, the top negotiator for the European Union seemed to suggest whether the talks succeeded or failed, now rested with an Islamic Republic. Meanwhile, Russia has demanded guarantees from America that sanctions over its war in Ukraine would not affect its trade with Iran. The United States and 10 other countries on Monday condemned North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch and urged the UN Security Council to respond, saying it's an action erodes the credibility of the UN's most powerful body and undermines global efforts to prevent the proliferation of nuclear weapons. The U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield read a statement from the 11 countries after a closed Security Council briefing on North Korea's 11th ballistic missile launch since the beginning of the year on Saturday, which was detected by its neighbors. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.